through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Monday, April 13th, 2026 edition. President Trump, if any Iranian ships come anywhere close to our blockade, they will be immediately eliminated. No further talks are scheduled. It is now time for serious consideration of other options. So does that mean President Trump is going to start bombing their bridges, bombing their electric grid, or is it just going to be the blockade for now? So we'll continue to stand by and watch that. Little field report, Nick Wallace reporting in from Emmett County concerning the flooding up here in our county of Emmett. The lanes of the highway by the Bayview Golf Course have about a foot of water, and a stretch of the Tunnel of Trees, M119, north of Harbor Springs, has been completely washed out. It doesn't look like it's going to be an easy fix. Whoa. That is huge. So we'll get through the spring, get things dried out, and it sounds like they got some repairs to do on M119. Well, the pundits down in Lansing on Friday afternoon had some opinions about the Republicans, the race for 35th Senate District, as well as President Donald Trump. Going all the way back to 2016, Bay City was heralded as the sort of the Rust Belt, one-time Democratic Party stronghold composed of blue-collar union workers that President Donald Trump was able to substantially pull from on the way to his sea change victory. 10 years later, the wave may have receded. Now, Bay County, the purple county in which the city sits, is poised to play a pivotal role in two races that could end up tipping the partisan balance of the state legislature. Pundits told MERS News Service that the town has now reverted to blue. Bay County? Interesting. In the 35th State Senate District special election, which includes Bay City, Republican Jason Tunney, a lawyer, is facing off against Democrat Tedrick Green, a Marine veteran and fire captain. Meanwhile, in the 96th House District, State Representative Timothy Bassan is pitted against Bay City Democratic Mayor Chris Girard in order to hold his 96th House District seat. Well, it's reporting that the mid-Michigan port town supposed return to blue arguably clears an easier path for Green and Bassan in the area that might have been faced differently under the 2018 midterm election during President Trump's presidency. But it doesn't mean the races are a done deal. Far from it. Jimmy Green, the CEO president of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan, it's just going to be one of those races. When I look at the races, who knows? However, for decades, Bay City was largely composed of conservative Democrats, according to David Forsmark of Winning Strategies. One of the town's political giants was Jim Barcia, a pro-life Democrat who served in the state legislature and then in the U.S. Congress. For a manufacturing town with a strong Catholic presence, where most people are in labor unions, Barcia was a perfect fit. However, with the advent of the Trump era, Democrat Party loyalty in Bay City started to waver. Now, it's kind of interesting that the very liberal New York Times painted a philosophical story, a long, lengthy article, back in 2016, ahead of that year's presidential election. The paper quoted residents, including Barcia, who discussed how decades of open free trade had led to offshoring of jobs and companies, which this hollowed out the town's bellwether manufacturing sector. It led to lost jobs, low wages, and disillusionment of the political status quo. Some people with similar views voted for Hillary Clinton. One of those was Brian Elder, a Democrat who formerly represented the 96th. MERS News Service was not able to vote to obtain any voting data from Bay City itself. Publicly available data showed Republicans swept Bay County last year. Another driving factor for Bay City's rightward turn, Green said, was the Democratic Party's increasing emphasis on liberal social issues, which puts off the population of religious and cultural conservatives. I don't think it was so much them that changed, but more that the party apparatus did. When the party started veering left, they left the pro-life Barcia Democrats behind. Well, Bay City's flirtations with the Republican Party appeared to have been somewhat short-lived, though it's not exactly clear how the city voted in the 2018 midterms. Data showed that Bay County favored Governor Gretchen Whitmer by 51% over former Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette. Even more evidence during the U.S. Senate race, Republican Congressman John James carried Bay County over the ultimate victor, former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat. However, James' victory was less than 1%. That's interesting. Well, Chidrick Green said this: there's a simple explanation for why Republicans underperformed in that area, one where they seemed to win it over big in 2016. Trump was kind of an unknown, and he ran in a way that made it feel safe for some people to vote for him. But by 2018, he was then a known entity. People got to know him, and also at that point, he had a record for them to point at. Well, traditional Democrats, who still, by the way, didn't feel comfortable going back home to a party that had changed, certainly then began to veer away from Trump. Bay County has been decidedly purple ever since. Even if you look at 2020, when the Republicans swept the area again, 2 years later, Bay County voted for Governor Whitmer over challenger Tudor Dixon. And they voted for the Democrat Daniel Kildee in the U.S. House 8th District race over Republican Paul Young. Also, another Democratic success story was when U.S. Congressman Kristen McDonald Rivett won narrowly when she won the 35th State Senate District. That district seat covers all of Bay City. Green said that she played a role in pulling Bay City back, pulling it back to the Democrat Party. Contrary to the way that she ran, this shows, according to Green, that cultural conservatives have died off. And now there are younger professional people moving in, more so than in previous years. He also noted that increasingly progressive nature of local politicians now sitting on the Bay City City Council. One young progressive in Bay City who symbolizes the progressive shift is Mason Pressler, 19 years old member of the Bay City County Public School Board. He posts frequently online, even touting his support for Abdul El Sayed for the U.S. Senate. Forsmark says now Bay City is solidly Democratic. It's probably trending more conservative than it was in the past, but now it is definitely progressive. Well, this brings up this year's 2026 midterm election. And we'll see how Bay City goes without President Trump being on the ballot. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just to wrap up this story, while Bay City itself, the actual city of Bay City, has swung back largely to the Democrat Party, well, in 2024, the presidential election, Bay County as a whole, which does include Bay City, handily was won by Donald Trump. To what extent the area is similarly split, and just how blue Bay City's purple hue has become, will be a key factor this time around, especially because of the upcoming special election of the 35th State Senate District election, and then the 96th House in November. Green, who's running for the 35th State Senate District, noted name recognition for Girard among local voters will be huge. However, the 96th House District includes more than just the city of Bay City. He doesn't have to introduce himself as a candidate. However, it could work for or against him. But at least he doesn't have to say, "Hi, my name is." People will know him. Also, the political consultant Forsmark, suggested it's worth tempering expectations. How much do people pay attention to local government? Both the consultant Forsmark and Green said that both candidates will likely need to stake out positions regarding the recent fiasco in Bay City over four drawbridges over the Saginaw River. Two are owned by the city and two are owned by the state. Well, starting back in 2019, according to the Detroit News, the aging city bridges were frequently closed for repairs. The cost for the city to make the necessary repairs was more than the general fund could handle. A widespread opposition in the community to pay for the repairs failed under a millage. Meanwhile, one of the state's two owned bridges, which did not have a toll, is set to be replaced. residents have been frustrated with having to pay tolls on the two bridges, and the one that is free provides alternative options. Forsmark noted that State Representative Bassan may be judged for not securing state funding for the bridge repairs. He voted in favor of a successful bill that cut state funds for various projects across Michigan, including money earmarked to repair that bridge. Subsequently submitted a request in March this year to get it back. So it's all about local politics there in Bay City and Bay County. As far as the 35th Senate District goes, Green, the council member, believes that Chedrick Green has the edge, but he is prepared to be wrong. Whatever candidate wins, whichever party wins, could end up losing the seat in November anyway, because they have to run for re-election in the fall. Elder, the former Democratic state representative of the 96th House District, said he believes his party has a strong chance at keeping the seat. He also went on to say that the voting data showed that President Trump got a big boost in the area and won the county by easily defeating Kamala Harris, who, according to Elder, was a bad candidate. It's amazing, but if you look at the demographics, it is white people who are undereducated and underemployed, who have not done well. These folks fundamentally present a different kind of voter than what the Republicans have had in the past. They voted for Trump not only in 16, but in 2020 and again in 2024. With these mega people, it's now a completely opposite turnout of the vote. Consultant Forsmark cautioned, in Bay County, broad nationwide political headwinds aren't everything, pointing to the fact that in certain recent election cycles, both Republicans and Democrats have picked up wins there. It's a place where your campaign matters, and that's where the candidates should be spending their time. So, very, very interesting. Short story real quick. Out in California, U.S. Congressman Eric Swalwell suspends his campaign for governor. Steve Hilton, Republican, is on with Fox News right now. I'll monitor the comments. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source.